Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 19th of August, and I know that because it's my birthday. Ha ha! Thanks to everyone who sent me tweets this morning. I didn't realise you knew. So what's been happening in the world of technology? Well, it went mad overnight. Yes, apparently yesterday at 12:01 a.m. there was an embargo lifted on the HP TouchBag 64 gig, and it was outed, and it was coming out, and it was going to be fantastic, and it wasn't going to be in America to start off with, but there was a whole load of stuff going on with it, and it was €599 or $860, which is a bit pricey. Then yesterday evening about 7 o'clock, HP decided they were going to ditch their PC business. Guess what? The tablet was going to go. Guess what? The phone that they released the day before to Orange in the UK that I reported on was going to go. WebOS is ditched. All of its business for PCs, and it's the largest PC producer in the world, is going to go as well as. And they're going to buy Autonomy, which is a British enterprise software company, and they're going to capitalise on a more profitable market. Good move or bad move? We had a chat last night on The Big Show, and we couldn't work it out. But it does seem puzzling. TalkTalk has been fined $3 million over billing mistakes. There was incorrect charges sent to people and they got charged too much and it was taken from their bank accounts. And Ofcom said it's to reflect the seriousness of their breaches and to act as a deterrent to other telecom companies who also have to comply with the rules. The companies also paid out £2.5 million in refunds and also compensation to 65,000 customers who were affected by the billing screw-up. Oh dear, not good. Dixon's Stores Group are the people over here in the UK who sell the most of electronic equipment. They're kind of like a Fry's Electronics or Best Buy. And they've got a whole number of outlets in Currys and PC World. They've reported that 3D TVs have had a bit of a spike. They've gone up 500% over the last 12 months. And they're trying to say that 3D is the way forward as a result. Is that because all of the TVs that are on sale are 3D compatible or 3D models? It might be. I still think 3D is a bit of a turd myself, I have to say. Google has added a weather layer to its maps. Now when you get on, you can have the virtual picture, or you can have the routes laid over the top in the hybrid view, or you can just have the map view, or you can have the weather, and you can zoom out and zoom in, and it's real time, and you can make yourself an amateur Bill Giles meteorologist bloke. Won't that be lovely and fun? I'm going to have a play later today. I've got nothing else to do till Mac Show at 1. A design for a Samsung dual display phone has surfaced. It's a patent application, really, so it's not going to be something that definitely goes into service. It looks rather nice. There's a picture on Tech Radar if you want to go and have a look, and it's got a full QWERTY keyboard built into it, and it folds flat and shut, and it looks like a cell phone, and it's okay. Skype have offered you some new stuff yesterday. There's an upgrade to their application if you want to go and get it. And also, they're offering a Wi-Fi pay-as-you-go service. It's a great idea. You use your Skype credits and you wander around with Skype on your iPhone. And when it finds a Wi-Fi that's enabled for Skype, what it does is it deducts credits for making calls from it. So you get a pay-as-you-go system. It's about 4 pence a minute of internet time. So it's not cheap particularly. But it's an innovation and I'm sure it's going to come down in price. In Apple news, well, they might be very happy over HP pulling out of the computer market because those people are going to buy computers from somewhere and Macs are available. But a South Korean law firm has filed a class action lawsuit for 27,000 citizens and they all want compensation over the location data storage. Whether Apple are going to reply or not, I don't know. They might tell them to get stuffed. Apple's also potentially bringing the MagSafe connector to iOS devices. In a patent filing that they've made, they've looked at the back of a really rather large bulbous tablet. It's got a curved back. Could it be the new iPhone 5? Oh, I don't know. But it's going to have a MagSafe connector on it so you can charge off all of your stuff. That's great apart from the fact they haven't licensed out the MagSafe connector, so there won't be any peripherals that anyone else has manufactured. Only them. If you want to talk about compatibility, then Logitech have brought out a G300 gaming mouse. If you're into your gaming, then it's good. It's the one for you. If you're not, don't worry. It might still be the one for you because it's bilingual. So all of you screwed up lefties will be able to use it and it's programmable as well as. So it looks rather nice. Only bad news is it's on a cable. Who the hell makes a mouse on a cable these days? I ask you. Now, have you got £1 million sitting around? Don't know what to do with it? I have. I'm just kidding, by the way. Well, you can have 5 days in the CSS Space Hotel. Yes, the Soyuz space rocket is going to take you up to a 7-bedroom hotel that's going to float in space. It's going to cost you £1 million. It's £500,000 if you just want to go up there and back. It's £1 million if you want to stay for 5 nights. And it's going to look absolutely gorgeous. They're promising as well that there's a good view of the Earth. You can also sleep vertically or lying down, which I don't think really matters in space, does it? There is no such thing. Forgot £1 million, I'm gone. And finally, yeah, it was going to happen at some point. One of the classic games of the 1980s and 90s has come back. Road Rash is going to come back. And also, my favourite game, I love this game, Desert Strike from the mid-80s and 90s is there as well as. It looks fantastic. It's going to be on all of your platforms. It's the 25th anniversary of those two games, apparently. Good grief, I'm old. And Jungle Strike and Urban Strike may also come back as well as. Oh, I'm going to have one. As soon as it comes out, let me know, EA. I'll review it for you. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back in at 1 o'clock with the Max Show. We've got Andy Inatco joining us, Don McAllister, Will Green's away on holiday, so it's Kyle and me backing it up, and someone else will probably turn up as well, as we'll have to wait and see. And then we've got the photo show at 3 o'clock with Chris Forsman, Alex Fox and myself, and there's tons to talk about, and you're going to have a really nice time watching Kyle stumble over the hieroglyphics on the side of a Canon lens. Yeah. Have a good day and a great weekend. And thanks for listening.